In Northwest News from 88.5 KNKX, it's been a month since the city of Tacoma created a legal defense fund for immigrants facing deportation. City leaders plan to rely on donations to flesh out the fund, but as 88.5's Will James reports, that's proven to be a challenge.
Tacoma City Council members voted to put $50,000 of taxpayer money in the fund back in October. They hoped that would be seed money and private donations would double that amount before too long. But so far, less than $2,000 has trickled in from 21 donors. Star Murray is an activist who was one of the voices calling for the fund. She says she was skeptical of the program's reliance on donations from the beginning.
Really, what we need is government oversight. We need due process for everyone. And to then ask for donations for that from private donors, from potentially endowments, that didn't seem right.
Still, she calls the fund's creation an important step for Tacoma, which is home to a federal detention center for undocumented immigrants. City Council Member Keith Blocker, who pushed for the fund, says he expected more donations, but he'll work to get the word out, and he still hopes to raise an additional $50,000 by March. Will James, 88.5 News.